good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk. Alan, the news this morning, oh, prescient one. The president has now forced Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, to resign. He names a loyalist as acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, who previously questioned the scope of the Russia inquiry by the special counsel, Robert Mueller III. You've been talking about how this path would unfold all along.
No, David, it was inevitable. You know, Mueller has information, and the president, whether he knows what it is or not, whether he was told by his sources that he was in real trouble. But in any case, the elections are passed. He doesn't have to worry about that right now. That would have had huge implications in the election. I'm sure of that. So he does the dirty work the day after, and he puts this loyalist Whitaker in, who has condemned the breadth of the investigation and is in a very bad spot. Now, you get guys like Lindsey Graham, who are on tape talking about how this would be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency if he fired Sessions. But he is nowhere to be heard. The interesting guy, of course, and we've talked about this, is the senator-elect from Utah, a former presidential candidate with a lot of help, Mitt Romney, who has already issued a statement, you know, and is going to be talking about whatever he has to talk about in terms of what the Senate has to do. We know that the feckless Republicans in the Senate will not do what they're supposed to do and protect the integrity of this investigation. They are going to look the other way, and they are not going to do what they need to do. So what we have here is a beginning of what is called a constitutional crisis. Now, my understanding of constitutional crisis is that it could be defined as a generic, oh boy, the republic is in trouble because the various branches of government are at each other. But a real constitutional crisis is what we had in Watergate, where they say, give us the tapes to the president of the United States. And the president says no. And they go to the Supreme Court, and there's a legal action. And the court says, yes, you have to give them the tapes. That is a real constitutional crisis. I don't know that we have seen that right now. The Democrats have not yet taken office, which is why the president is doing this in terms of the House of Representatives. But it is the Senate you got to keep your eye on. And right now, one has to doubt unless we hear some things. Now, we don't know whether or not Mueller has put some protections on his investigation, whether there are unsealed indictments that are in the hands of either federal judges or clerks of the court or whoever. But it is hard to believe that a guy like Mueller didn't know that this was coming. Hey, if I knew it was coming, he knew it was coming, and one and one makes two. It's the only thing that a cornered rat can do, which is to bite. And that's why we are reading now that Rod Rosenstein, who has been overseeing this, has been removed from active participation in supervising Mueller, and that Whitaker, the new guy, is apparently doing it. Talk about the fox guarding the hen house.
Let's talk a bit about the 19th Congressional District, where the upset from Democrat Antonio Delgado over Republican John Faso, the incumbent. The president of the United States at his press conference yesterday commented on the district race, saying Faso didn't embrace him enough.
Okay, David, the 19th is now moved. We have Congressman Delgado coming into office, and that will have huge implications for the district, because now I am sure that Delgado, who has been very circumspect about impeachment and the rest of it, will have to show his position. So let us just take a look. Now, as far as the president saying Faso lost because he didn't embrace the president enough, I think Faso lost because he embraced the president too much and that he was somewhat timid about taking on his own president. Now, he's disagreed with him. There's no question about that. And they've let him off the hook to vote no in a couple of the more onerous Trump positions. But nevertheless, I think he lost because he was identified with Trump. So for Trump to say he lost because he wasn't embracing him enough, it shows that either Trump is, well, nuts, or that Trump has no loyalty to anyone. That's something we've already known and has been seen again and again and again.
Thursday marks the day we record the Media Project, and I'm imagining this one will come up today on the program. In a rare move, Trump has now barred CNN correspondent from the White House. That's Jim Acosta.
Well, He can do it. I mean, he has the power to do it. There's no question. It does show that his inflammatory remarks to Acosta the other day in the press conference says, you run CNN and I'll run the government. And then says, you know, basically, you're a disgrace. And came very close to totally losing it. And that, of course, is bad for Trump, because when you have a president of the United States who's out of control, it's one more of the tentacles to the impeachment octopus, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartung, joining us. Thank you, as always, Alan.
Well, thank you, David, for being up. I know 2 days after you've been up all night, everybody's still tired.
Coffee.